Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I cleaned out a closet the other day, and it is a closet that I've cleaned out before, months ago, and it was just as messy this last time. And what's even worse is I cleaned out that closet not only a few months ago, but months before that. I just keep cleaning it and throwing stuff away. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm going about it wrong, because when you have a closet that just is a place where things accumulate, but there's no plan, you're going to always have a closet where things accumulate. So Alyssa Long helped me, and we came up with a plan. This is a church closet, by the way, in case you're wondering. We came up with a plan, labels. And boxes, and things went in boxes, and they went on shelves, and now it's organized. And we can immediately see when somebody just throws something in the closet. And so what I was doing was kind of going about it the wrong way. I kept starting over. I kept going back to square one. I'd go in and say, "Oh, it's a mess, clean it. Oh, it's a mess, clean it," etc. That was also kind of me just doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So what I did instead, what Alyssa and I did instead, was we started fresh. We didn't go back to the beginning. We didn't just keep doing the same thing over and over. We went a new direction, and it helped. We're going to be talking about that this morning. Stumbling and failing to learn from our mistakes is a human thing. And what God wants us to do is to learn from our stumbles. He doesn't want us to forget them. He doesn't ever ask us, "Well, you need to go back to the beginning." He wants us to learn from what we've gone through. And he doesn't want us to just keep hitting our heads against the wall, seeing if we might make some improvements on our own. No, he wants us to start fresh and keep moving forward. So starting over and trying again are futile efforts, but moving forward, starting fresh, helps. 1 John 1:9 says this: "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That is the epitome of starting fresh. Let's pray together. Father, help us to discover the importance of staying away from starting over and losing everything we've learned, or banging our head against the wall doing the same thing over and over again, hoping we'll improve, but to step into you leading us and starting fresh and starting new. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As an inventor, Thomas Edison made 1,000 different unsuccessful attempts to create the light bulb. And so a reporter asked him one day, "What's it feel like to fail 1,000 times?" "How dare you?" Anyway, he said, "I haven't failed 1,000 times. I invented the light bulb, and it involves 1,000 different steps." It's a different way of looking at things. Henry Ford failed and went completely broke 5 times. And yet he kept on trying. He didn't go back to the drawing board from the standpoint of throwing everything away and starting over. And he didn't just keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping it might all of a sudden work. He started from where he had failed and started fresh and moved forward. There's similar stories about starting again and starting fresh when we look at the history of Apple and Amazon and Facebook and Tesla and others. And the whole point here is that they didn't just throw it all away and go back to square one and start again, start over. And they didn't bang their heads against the wall and do the same thing over and over again. Gail and I went over to the Keck's house last night and played chicken foot dominoes. Anybody ever played chicken foot dominoes? I'd never heard of it. I'd heard of dominoes, but it was a fun game. And it had perfect it just was speaking to me as we were playing it, because you start off with the tile in the center, and then you branch off, and you're free to do whatever you can on these branches until somebody puts a double whatever, and all of a sudden now you've got an impasse. But we didn't go back and start over. We dealt with the impasse. We couldn't play anywhere else on the table until we dealt with that impasse, that chicken foot. And once we got the chicken foot taken care of, we were in good shape. So starting over wasn't an option, and just playing willy-nilly any way we wanted to wasn't an option. We had to fix the thing, and then we were free to go anywhere we wanted to go on the board, providing you had the right dominoes, I guess. Here at Heritage, we've been doing some starting over and some trying again. We kind of have been tripping over ourselves, trying to figure out how to get started after COVID safely, embracing the changes in our congregation. We've lost people to death in the last couple of years. We still have families who are afraid to be here. We have a large online congregation that we didn't used to have before. We're grateful that we do. The face of the church has changed. We didn't go back to the beginning and start over. We didn't tear down our building. We didn't get rid of the staff. We didn't say, okay, worship's going to be different. We didn't just start over. And we didn't just keep plugging in all the same things we used to do. Well, let's just do that again. Let's just do it again. Maybe it'll work. No, we are trying to figure out how to start fresh. You know, sometimes we'll say to ourselves around the staff here, hey, here's an idea. Let's just completely throw all the ideas out and start over. And sometimes we'll say, no, that's not going to work, but let's just do all the same old things we've always done, because maybe they'll work this time. No. We're trying our best to figure out how do we do something fresh and new. Even God has started again, started fresh, but he's never started over. If you want to join me in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapter 1, it says this in verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So we know that God created, and we know later on that he saw everything and said it was good, so he was pleased with his creation. But then in chapter 6, verse 5, it says, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings. His heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, all the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have ever made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of God. I can't begin to pretend like I know everything that God was thinking and doing, but this is the best way that Moses was able to explain God's thought, that maybe it's just best to start with a clean slate. But there's Noah. And if there's one good thing, maybe we can find a remnant that we can start again with. God could have just erased us completely from the face of the planet. Or he could have said, well, I'm just going to keep on banging my head against the wall, hoping human race people will finally get with it. But instead, he says, I'm going to save a remnant of humanity and a remnant of all the animals, and we're going to move forward in a new and fresh way. And then when we get to chapter 8, God says this about us, about his decision. Never again, he says, will I curse the ground because of humans. Even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. And then it's almost as if he sings a song, because the next few words are done as lyrics, either as a poem or as a song. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. God did not start over. Good for us. Instead, he says, we're going to start fresh. Imagine if Moses had started over each time he went to Pharaoh. Well, turning water into blood didn't work, so I think I'm just going to retire, go home, and tend sheep. That's going back to the beginning. Or he could have said, well, you know, Aaron, we tried turning water into blood. It didn't work, so tomorrow we're going to try turning water into blood. And the next day, turning water into blood, and just do the same thing over again, hoping for a different result. No. God instructed him, water to blood, frogs, gnats, flies, curse on livestock, and other curses until Pharaoh's heart finally yielded enough to let the people go. Imagine if the Apostle Paul had just started over every time he met with opposition. Well, I met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he blinded me, so I'm going home to Tarsus, and it's good knowing you. That is not what Paul did. And Paul did not say, well, they mistreated me in Thessalonica, and they mistreated me in Berea, so I'm just going to go right back to Thessalonica and Berea and let them kill me. No, he did not say that. He did the best he could, sharing the gospel with the people who would listen in new and wonderful and fresh ways. And the word of God spread, the gospel spread all over the planet. Even Jesus started afresh, but did not start over. And this is what I mean. We never heard Jesus say, hey, they didn't listen to me, so I'm going to go back to heaven, pick up some new material and see what people might, what I can do to hook them. He didn't say that. And he also didn't say, well, I'm just going to use this parable over and over and over again until somebody gets it. No, Jesus started with a new parable almost every day. He told them this parable, and he told them that parable, and he gave them this teaching. He continued to find new and fresh ways to inform people, and the world was changed because of it. And the reason I'm driving this point home is because in our spiritual lives, we have the tendency to say, I have messed up, I am worthless, so I'm just going to give up and go back to the beginning. God doesn't ask that of us. The biblical language of repenting is not stop what you're doing and go back and start over. The biblical language of repenting means you're going the wrong direction, turn and go the new direction, the correct direction, and start fresh. That's what repentance means. It does not mean give up and start all over. And it certainly does not mean keep doing the same dumb thing over and over, hoping it works. There's an old adage out there, an old cliche that says that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. That's how we live our spiritual lives too often. We keep thinking, okay, I can't do it very well. I'm just going to try it again harder. In counseling, there's a word that we use called MOTSH, M-O-T-S-H, more of the same, harder. So many people in this world come to the place in their lives where they know things aren't working, so instead of changing, they just do the same thing, only harder. They will lean into a failure, hoping it turns into a success. It doesn't work that way. And when the scripture tells us in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, he's saying, let's start new. Let's move forward. I'm not saying you've fallen so far that you have to go back and start over, but I am saying that we can move forward in freshness, a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new has come. So he wants us to move forward. Starting afresh is not the same thing as hitting the reset button and starting the whole game all over again. I don't know about you, but I do not want to relive my high school years. I loved the high school body I had. I was thin. I was a track star. Ran the hurdles. That's back when we measured things by yards, not by meters. 100-yard hurdles. And I wouldn't want to relive my college years if you paid me. I enjoyed being young. I wouldn't even really want to go back and be the man that Gail married because I was not the best husband. I'm stellar now, but I don't want to repeat the mistakes of my past. None of us do. And God wants to give us those new chances. Let's start fresh. So he's not saying, hey, you've messed up so badly that there's no hope for you. And he's certainly not saying you've messed up so badly you got to start over at square one. He's saying, let's just start from where you are right now, Marty, and start fresh. Let's move forward. Not more of the same, harder, but let's think the way Jesus wants me to move and move that direction. And what it requires of us is change. And that really is up to us. Now, God is working in us. The Holy Spirit is working in us. But the change really requires us applying ourselves. If we confess our sins, it starts with us. God, I want to bring to you all the dumb stuff, the ugly stuff. I need to bring it to you and just say, look at me. And now, God knows all that stuff already, but he's asking us to confess it. Here is who I am and what I've done. And then the Bible tells us that he'll forgive us. He's faithful to forgive, which means he's not pretending. He will absolutely do it. And he's doing it as a just judge. He's not saying, forget it. We'll pretend like it didn't happen. He is absolutely fine saying, Marty, yeah, you did. You messed that one up, but good. But I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to give you a right standing with me. You'll have a new, fresh start. That's what our God does. And that process of changing and starting, it requires an enormous amount of courage. You know, there's an old saying out there that says that change does not occur apart from risk. God is saying, Marty, risk some things with me. Step into me. And he's saying the same thing to you. You don't have to start over, and you don't have to pound your head against the wall doing the same things. Just walk fresh with me. Lewis and Clark, the explorers, had to backtrack, I don't know, hundreds of times as they were trying to find a pass across the mountains, the Continental Divide. And they would try and fail and start again. They didn't start over. They didn't go all the way back to the East Coast, but they would, well, let's try that valley and see if that will get us through. They kept on moving forward. They didn't lose the lesson. And that's what so many Christians tend to do. I have failed and failed and failed. I'm going to pretend like I'm just going to start over. But we forget the lessons we've been learning. God wants us to keep the lessons. He never says, I am going to make you a new creation, and the old is gone, and I'm going to erase your memory. We're all going to remember the things we've done in high school and college and beyond, and the things that perhaps we're doing today that we wish we could stop, because that's exactly what he's wanting us to do, confess and be forgiven. When Jesus makes us a new creation, we're new. We're not different, a different person, and we're not the same person making the same mistakes, even though we do sometimes. He says, I'm going to make you a new creation. The old stuff is gone. Let's walk in newness of life. The pandemic has made us feel, though, like everything's lost. We do have to start over. I mean, a lot of us feel that way. Sometimes it's discouraging. It's disappointing. It's fearful. But there's a truth in this. The people who find success in this time of COVID are not the people who go back and start over, or the people who keep doing the same crazy things over and over again, hoping for a better result. They're the people who learn the lessons. Oh, that didn't work. This one does. This almost worked. Let's tweak it and move forward. So as a church, one of the things we're trying to do is figure out, how do we learn from the stumbles we've made? How do we learn from those failures? How do we move forward without erasing the lessons we've learned, but building on them. Same thing with our Christian walk. Jesus does not want us to lose the lesson. So he's not telling you, go back and start again. He's saying, pick up where you are and let's walk together. Let's start fresh. So we have to ask ourselves these questions in our church. Are we going to just throw everything away and start all over? No, that's not a good way to start. Are we going to do everything we always did before and hope that we can get good at it? No, because the church is different now than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. So many things have changed. What we're going to do is we're going to walk in newness. He's calling us to start in a fresh and wonderful way. The same thing about our spiritual lives. Do you want to start over and have to go through all that junk again? No. Do you want to just keep on doing the same thing? I'm going to pray the same way. I'm going to study the same Bible verses. Or are you going to find new and better ways to grow? Are you going to ask your brothers and sisters to help you? Are you going to step into a group with other people and say, show me, help me grow? Or are we just going to continue to do the drudgery? No, what we're going to do is we're going to learn to confess and be forgiven by the Lord and made new in righteousness. Remember that to be cleansed of all unrighteousness, the word righteous means right standing. And so God is saying, I want you right here with me. I want you to have a good standing with me. So I'm going to remake you. I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to forgive you. And then we're going to walk arm in arm, starting forward. That's what God is wanting for us. That's what it means to be cleansed of all unrighteousness. So we're not starting over. And we're not doing the same things over and over again that don't work. We're going to step forward in newness of life. As a church, that means all the wonderful old things we loved to do are going to look very different. And it's important that they do, because we're starting fresh. We're not going back and doing the same things over and over again. We're going to do some wonderful things that God is revealing to us that we cannot wait to try. And as individual Christ followers, we're going to step forward and say, Jesus, I want to move forward in newness. Show me a new path. Lead me, push me, guide me in a new way of doing things. So let's always be ready and willing to start fresh. Let's pray together. Jesus, we do want to move forward. We don't want to just keep sliding back. We don't want to keep falling over our own mistakes. We don't want to repeat the mistakes of the past, and we sure don't want to start all over again. We want to learn the lessons of our lives and move in newness of life with you. Show us the path. Lead us on the path. And we will do our best to follow. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.